You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Always one of my favorite shows every holiday season. Love this lady, love this mountain that she represents.
Well, and talk about the best in-studio swag ever.
Yes.
Best prop ever.
Best prop ever. You must look at the photo attached to the show notes here, and it makes me want to go over there right now.
I know. I don't think you get very far down the mountain with that right now, though.
We have snow.
We do have snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If I had to guess, they have snow.
We've been making snow since October.
You have snow.
360 tons of snow per day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go.
We're not messing around.
Mm-mm.
They're serious about this snow. It is going to snow in Atlanta at Stone Mountain Park, even if it snows. Nowhere else.
Guaranteed forecast. Snow at Stone Mountain.
I love it.
Let's welcome back Janine Jones. She's the public relations manager with Stone Mountain Park. Janine, great to have you as always.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, gosh, I hate to do this, but there's probably one or two people listening that have not heard about Stone Mountain Park. So take a quick minute and remind them what all the magical things happening there.
Well, Stone Mountain is 15 miles east of Atlanta. It's kind of an urban oasis in Atlanta's backyard. 3,200 acres of natural beauty with a very large 825-foot rock at the center of the park. During the holiday season, we have Stone Mountain Christmas and Snow Mountain both going on. So two winter events at the same time for your family to, you know, everybody's looking for something to do that's fun, get everybody out of the house and make those Christmas memories.
I love it. And I love the fact that you've got all this snow. So, you know, the holidays are here.
They have arrived.
They've arrived. Tell us what's going on as far as, you know, the holidays at Stone Mountain.
Well, we have Stone Mountain Christmas, which is one of my favorite events that we do all year. The Crossroads area is decked in 2 million lights.
Oh, good grief.
And they just outdo themselves every single year. On July 6th of every year, we start putting up all of the lights. After we send off those very last 4th of July fireworks, we are down on the ground getting our lights ready for Christmas. So we're very serious about our lights at the park. So 2 million, and it just makes everything so magical. This year, they've added some really cool teal colored trees, those are my favorite. They light every single building, so you see all the building detail. It becomes a very magical space, and that's where we have our nightly parade, where our snow angel comes in, and Santa, of course, is at the very end of that parade. We have nightly live holiday shows. We have a brand new show called Christmas in the City, and that is a musical journey that takes you all around the country and for those Christmas favorite songs and lots of really cool wardrobe changes for the different cities that they go to. And of course, they return home to the Atlanta area and sing some of our Southern Christmas songs in the show that way. But one of my favorites is the Christmas Carol. So it's the telling of the very, you know, famous Christmas Carol story, but it's all improv. So we get, a lot of the material from the guests that are at the audience. So every time I've ever watched that show, it's always a different show and it's hilarious. We have also the Littlest Christmas Tree, which is great for the kids. It's about the littlest Christmas tree who's still left on the lot on Christmas Eve and basically learns that she is a really big Christmas tree inside because she's got heart and she believes and she finds some furry friends that help her out and help her believe in herself. And it's a really good story for kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old little boy and they never stop moving. They sat there for 30 minutes mesmerized by this show. So
wow,
it's powerful.
So gosh, so how does it work? I mean, did you spend a night and do all of this? Are these each individual ticketed events? Just walk us through the logistics of how a family can partake in all these great things.
We have individual tickets for either Stone Mountain Christmas or Snow Mountain, or we also have a combo ticket, and that's definitely the best value. You can save up to $16 per ticket if you do the combo ticket. And then we also have a combo meal ticket. So if you want to make your days super, super easy and not even have to figure out how everybody's eating, the meal ticket is the best way to go. And you can find all of those ticket packages on our website at snowmountainpark.com.
Cool. After the break, we're going to talk about Snow Mountain and this cool prop we have in the office. For right now, Janine, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice Homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC, and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
And we're back with Janine Jones of Stone Mountain Park.
Let's talk a little bit about Snow Mountain. What's new there this year?
Well, Snow Mountain is so much fun. We take our laser lawn where you would normally watch the laser show, and we make 360 tons of snow per day.
Unreal.
So there's some places on Snow Mountain where there are 8-foot drifts of snow because we have to carve out snow tubing lanes big enough to make sure that our tubes go down. But we have single tubing, double tubing, family tubing, building snowmen, all those fun things. And then this year, the new thing is after 6 p.m., anytime we're running Snow Mountain after 6 p.m., it becomes galactic tubing.
Mm.
So this is kind of like cosmic bowling.
Yes.
But we have lights and music and lasers that are all going off during these nighttime hours. So it's completely different experience, different music, completely different experience for folks.
You mentioned at the top of the show that you are now the winner of the prop of the all-time.
In fact, we're going
to retire the trophy. So describe what we're looking at here. I mean, this is not some little dinky little saucer.
No, I got a lot of looks when I was coming in here today. Everybody was asking me what I was carrying. And this is a snow tube. And, you know, from the South, this is not something that's common. You don't see this in a lot of stores. It's basically a lot of people kind of, you know, will do the skiing and the tubing, you know, Lake Lanier or something like that. But this actually has a hard bottom so that it can skim across the snow very easily. This is a single tube, and you hold on to the sides at the handles, but you carry these up the hill. But we have moving carpets that'll help you up the hill. And then we have double tubes, so two folks can fit in those. And then we also have our new family tube will fit up to 8 people.
Oh, wow.
Those are brought up on a conveyor belt because those are pretty heavy.
Well, let me vouch for the snow tube I'm looking at here in studio. I mean, this thing is, what I would say, what, 4 to 5 feet wide. I mean, it's got a hard plastic shell bottom, as you said, which is, I'm thinking about snow and good pack snow and the lanes carved out by you guys. That's going to be a heck of a ride.
It is a heck of a ride.
This isn't some little amateur. I mean, this is a serious, serious snow tube, and this looks wicked cool.
This is our 10th year that we've been doing Snow Mountain at Stone Mountain. We've learned a lot about snow. I mean, a whole bunch of Southerners trying to create a Southern snow experience. The first time I walked out there, the first day we opened, they handed me a snow shovel, and I was like, what do I do with this contraption?
Yes.
I have no idea, but we've learned a lot over 10 years, and luckily, we have temperature-independent snow because we never know what December or January or February are going to be like in Atlanta, so we can make snow up to about 75 degrees. So it's real snow, though. It melts, which is why we have to make so much every day.
Yeah. So what are the daytime rules for just regular snow tubing?
You have to meet a height requirement, but if you don't, we also have snow tubing for little ones down in our kids' area. The tubes are so cute. They're about half the size, and the kids get smushed down in them, and they're adorable. We have a bunny hill, and then we have a penguin run, which is a little bit more of an intermediate run if you're not quite ready for that really big hill yet. But
it's a big hill.
It is a big hill. It's a 400-foot hill, so it's kind of one of those things you graduate to as you get a little bit taller. But like the family tubing, you only have to be 36 inches tall to go in the family tubes, but for these single tubes and double tubes, you do need to be a little bit taller.
And Snow Mountain's not a holiday thing. That's open deeper into 2018, yes?
Correct. A lot of people think that maybe it goes away with the holidays, but we're actually open through February the 25th on weekends and holidays. So it's one of those really fun things you can do and look forward to even after the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the perfect date night for Valentine's Day.
It is, actually. Like, if you're an athletic, active couple, yeah. I think that it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's fun. You're outdoors. You know, in Atlanta, in January, it could be 65.
It could be 75 degrees.
We've had people snow tubing in shorts and t-shirts.
Oh, gosh, that would be awesome.
That would be really awesome. Carol, you're right, talking about taking advantage of this great into January and February. But looking back at Christmas time, with all we've done and featured on this show this month, people in Atlanta complain there's not a lot of Christmassy things to do around here. They're not paying attention. There is so much amazing stuff all over this great community.
Yeah.
So fascinating stuff. So I probably have some New Year's Eve activities we should be aware of, too.
We do. We actually do an early kids' New Year's Eve event at the park. So at 9 o'clock is when we do our countdown. And we've got all the characters from Stone Mountain Christmas out there helping us usher in the new year. It's just perfect. And it ends with the fireworks and the snowfall with the snow angel that we do every night during Christmas. But it's at 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve on December 31st. Super fun, super family friendly. But if you want to get out but not want to you know, stay out super late. It's a great way to celebrate.
Sounds good. All right. Well, Janine, I hate to say it, running low on time. We need about an hour of your time every time
exactly.
to go through all the cool stuff you're doing. For now, however, should anyone need to contact you directly, how do they do that? And where do they learn more about all the great stuff happening at Stone Mountain Christmas and Snow Mountain?
Just come visit us at stonemountainpark.com.
And there's year-round activities. A lot of other things going
there's
on
something
all
something almost
year.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
And sometimes multiple things every
yes.
weekend.
And they can get all that information at that same site, right?
Absolutely.
Janine Jones, Public Relations Manager with Stone Mountain Park. As always, my friend, good to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.
And Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Janine Jones, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.